This week, Republicans in Congress offered new proposals aimed at creating private retirement accounts as part of the Social Security program. While the details between the Senate and House plans varied, both would use money from the Social Security surplus to fund the accounts. President Bush said he welcomes the proposals. Democrats say both plans are politically motivated. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Right now, more money is collected each year in the form of Social Security taxes than is paid out in retiree benefits. That surplus, estimated at $70 billion this year, goes into the general fund that pays for all federal programs. In effect, it reduces what would otherwise be a much higher annual deficit. The measures introduced this week in the House and Senate would both end that practice. Congressman John Shattuck, a Republican from Arizona, said the issue of the surplus is one lawmakers hear about a lot.
Every single member of Congress who has gone home and explained to his or her constituents, House or Senate side, has been told one thing: quit stealing the Social Security surplus. Why don't you, the Congress, quit raiding the surplus and using it for other purposes? And this bill does precisely that.
The new House and Senate proposals would put the surplus Social Security funds in individual retirement accounts that could be privately invested. The accounting details of the plans vary, and in fact, many of the House plan's particulars have yet to be fleshed out. But both would mean the federal deficit would balloon in future years, assuming lawmakers don't cut current spending or raise taxes, because the Social Security funds would no longer be counted against the red ink. The trust fund surplus is also expected to peak soon and then dwindle each year until 2017, when Social Security will begin paying out more than it takes in. So backers admit these new proposals for using the surplus would be just a temporary measure, and they concede they would do nothing to improve the long-term health of Social Security. Senator Jim DeMint, a South Carolina Republican, is the chief Senate proponent of the surplus accounts.
This bill is just set up for the period we have a surplus. Now, our hope, as well as the president, is to come back, get some bipartisan support to develop a long-term permanent fix for Social Security. So it's doubtful we're going to go the next 11 years without some additional reform. But any reform that makes sense has to use Social Security money for Social Security. This is the first step.
House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Bill Thomas says he'll incorporate the surplus plan into a comprehensive retirement proposal he's putting together. It's expected to include tax breaks for retirement accounts and pension reform, along with measures to shore up Medicare and restore the long-term solvency of Social Security. But Democrats have quickly rejected the latest GOP proposals, as they have every Republican plan that includes private accounts, starting with the president's own. Senator Max Baucus of Montana, the senior Democrat on the Senate Finance Committee, said the ideas seem more about politics than policy.
Whether this plan is coming from the House, the Senate, or the White House doesn't make much difference. It's still a bad idea. I'm sure, in fact, I sense very deeply that this sudden little upsurge of action in the House and Senate, introduction of bills, is really orchestrated by the White House. It's all part of a basic plan to try to keep private accounts alive.
For his part, President Bush used an appearance Thursday at a suburban Maryland high school to once again challenge Democrats.
I've been laying out ideas. I think it's time for the leadership in the Democrat Party to start laying out ideas.
But Democrats refuse to offer any proposals as long as private accounts remain on the table. It's been a strategy that's worked so far, and so long as polls show most Americans still skeptical of the private accounts, it's a strategy the Democrats are unlikely to change. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.